thing about like living sport and like what you do, because like no one thinks outside the box in these businesses, you know? Like we're always told, like, especially like I didn't get a degree in sports, so like I'm told like you work in football, baseball, hockey, you know, like you do that and like that's what you do. And then like you see things like LVCBA or like living sport and they're like, no, let's do it all. Let's work everything. Let's travel. Let's, you know, like, let's get out of the box. Let's get out of the social norm.
We are here, Living Sport Las Vegas 2024, and we are at Sunrise Mountain, Silver State Horseback, and about half of our group are on horses. It's a beautiful setting here in the desert mountains. Sun is setting right now, or it's in the back of the clouds, but I am here with a lovely group of participants in our 2024 program. Let's go round robin and introduce ourselves.
All right, hi everybody. I am Anthony, so I am from New Jersey. I go to school in Pennsylvania. I'm an East Coast guy, so this is my first experience with horseback riding. I'm very excited to see how it goes, and I'm hoping I don't fall off of the horse. We'll see how it goes.
My name is Jill. I'm from Long Island, New York, and I go to school at the University of South Carolina. It's my first time out in Vegas. It's exciting.
My name's Savannah. I'm from Delaware. I went to school at Oklahoma State University. I'm really excited, but I kind of hope that my FFA and Girl Scout years come in clutch for this.
My name's Nicole. I'm from Hershey, Pennsylvania, sweetest place on earth. I just graduated this past December from East Carolina University. Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
I love it. We are a bunch of Mid-Atlantic kids right here. Yeah. So I don't know how that happened with 50 of us, but Nicole, I'm going to start with you. You said something very interesting. After you say Hershey, PA, you say the sweetest place on earth. Like, that is amazing because it catches your attention because everybody knows that. Personally, I grew up in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, so me saying Scranton, Pennsylvania, I'm like, the office.
And the electric city.
Yeah, the electric city. You get a little chuckle. So just adding something like that is a natural icebreaker.
Yes. No, yeah. That's exactly why I do it. Like, public speaking is just not my thing. It can be a small group like this, or it can be, like, a large group of people, like 5 or 50. But I feel like when I can get, like, a little laugh or a little smile out of people, like, it makes it easier for me. It warms me up a little bit.
So it's like chocolate, too. Like,
yeah, like, everyone knows Hershey, so it works. It always lands. So, yeah, and it's a really good icebreaker.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we're about to ride horses. How are we feeling?
I'm very excited. I mean, we'll see how it goes.
Have you
but
done it?
I have not done it,
okay.
Ever.
Okay.
But, you know, I think I'll have the hang of it. I was watching the first group go. I think we'll be all right.
You know what? That's really what this is all about. Like, we're here for sport business, but when you travel, you have to experience the culture. And why not throw you on a horse and send you out to the middle of the desert mountains?
Yeah. This is definitely the perfect activity to do.
This backdrop, you can't complain. Yes.
Yeah. That and, like, no one thinks of, like, oh, I went to Vegas. Hey, I also went horseback riding in the desert. Yeah, like, people are like, oh, you're probably going to go to the strip and all that. No.
Yeah, we are not spending much time in the strip. I mean, Allegiant Stadium's there, and you guys, I'm sure, will make your way there at times. We have the Women in Sport Luncheon. That's at the Palms Casino. That's off strip, but right there. But the strip is a sight to see, but there's something about nature. I'm big into, like, mind, body, soul type thing, and I think spending a lot of time outdoors. We're all athletes here, so I know a lot of people, their sport may be indoors. I was always an outdoor sports athlete, but there's something about nature and freeing your minds, and especially in a program like this, you have to be clear because we're challenging you to kind of have your mind always on and doing new things. So that's what I'm using this. Like, we're getting on a horse, it's really great, but I'm going to really look at the mountains, breathe the fresh air, and really enjoy nature and use it as a calming kind of activity.
It's a very reset without just sitting on your couch, like in your place that we're staying, you know, like it's a good reset.
Correct. Okay, back to horses. Have you rode a horse?
I have before. Okay. Yeah. It's been a while, but yeah.
I have. Okay. Girl Scouts.
I did once when I was little. Okay. Wasn't the best experience.
Okay.
Oh, I'm the rookie.
Yeah.
Oh, different perspectives.
Yeah. Yes. We have to take care of Anthony out there. So we're looking out at the mountains. What do we see? Like, let's explain what we're looking at.
Well, I think for all us Mid-Atlantic people, it's weird not seeing grass.
Yeah.
That's a big, especially on the roads, just like gravel lining the roads is crazy. Palm trees instead of like pine trees, everything like that. A lot of cacti. it's definitely a change of geography.
I think the biggest shock, especially when I moved to Oklahoma, but here, is the red dirt instead of the sand. Like, I feel like everything over there is just sand, and then you get the red dirt out here, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so beautiful, all the mountains. Like, I've never, I have seen something like this in person, but it's been a while, and it's, like, something that, like, you forget is real. Like, you see it in pictures, and I'm like, I'm actually here. It's, like, so beautiful.
Yeah, totally. I remember the first time I went to the West Coast and that seeing the dirt, the brown dirt. It's like, oh, wow, they don't have green lawns. Like, it was like a totally different country.
And how flat it is.
Yeah. And that's America, right? You go to different areas and it's basically like we're Europe, but we're states and we're one country. But you go places and it's much different. So, yeah, very cool. So let's talk about the day. Or maybe the last 2 days. Who has stories?
2 days.
Story time.
I talked to Julianne. What she said meant a lot to me because I also played soccer in college. So I kind of asked her how she balances her kind of life with internships and stuff like that. Because right now I'm coaching. I'm coaching youth soccer. So it's a nice balance of like still getting myself in the industry, but also not like overloading my schedule too much while I'm still playing. So she gave me a lot of advice on like how to transition from playing right into the industry that I'm going to kind of take into account.
Nice. And she worked for LVCVA. So we all learned, we were talking about sports commissions, which exist in cities. You know, there's sports commissions trying to get sports in and activities. And not a lot of people knew that that was actually something that existed. Which means there's people that work there, right? There's jobs available. Working in sport. Yeah, they were really responsible for bringing the Super Bowl here. They had to put together and work with the government to really host it. So they're the backbone of what's going on here and couldn't be more excited.
I think that's really cool because, like, you think of sports and you're like, oh, I have to go work for this team or this stadium, you know, because, like, game ops, like, you work for the stadium, so you work all the different things that they have. Yeah. So, like, you think that that's how you have to get into sports, and then you see that there's this way to where you're working all these events the same. Like, you're helping run all of these events, but you get to do it for everything in that city instead of just a specific stadium or team.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I love that. I didn't really know much about that whole side of the industry until they spoke to us last night, and it really opened my eyes to, like, all these opportunities. Like, I never even thought that I could have a job, like, working for the government and doing this, and, like, she made it sound so, like, appealing, and I'm really, like, interested in looking more into that now.
Yeah, she was talking about...
She did.
I mean, we are all sitting here, going back to working outside of the Big Four and those traditional sports. We're sitting here because I got into the sport of cycling. Even though my whole network said, don't do it, cycling's boring. What are you doing? Leaving baseball. I took a chance, which led me to travel internationally. Cycling is an international sport, and then that's where I got this idea. So literally taking a chance or a risk and a chance, going into a non-traditional sport where most people wouldn't. That led us all here today, sitting in the sunshine, in the desert.
Yep.
We're sweating out here.
Oh,
we're
sweating. So hot out here.
All year round is hot in the desert.
We're actually in sweatshirts and shivering.
Yeah, it's freezing.
But I think that's the cool thing about, like, living sport and, like, what you do, because, like, no one thinks outside the box in these businesses, you know? Like, we're always told, like, especially, like, I didn't get a degree in sports, so, like, I'm told, like, you work in football, baseball, hockey, you know, like, you do that, and, like, that's what you do, and then, like, you see things like LVCVA or, like, Living Sport, and they're like, no, let's do it all, let's work everything, let's travel, let's, you know, like, let's get out of the box, let's get out of the social norms that everyone pushes on us.
And everyone's path is so different, too. Like, talking to Mike earlier when he was saying he started in manufacturing, and now he's in sports, and, like, Savannah last night, the professional intern, like, everyone's path is so different, and, like, where you can wind up, and how it's about who you know sometimes versus what you know, building those connections takes you far.
For sure. Ideas are right in front of us. It's... I have a story I want to tell you guys, so I'm not going... Yeah, I'm going to tell it right now. So there's something, I actually saw it on the internet, and it's called the red car theory.
Yes, I've heard of this.
Okay, so help me tell this story here. Basically, I'm going to ask you, but I'm going to turn it into luggage. When you were traveling, how many pieces of red luggage did you see? When, you know, you were at baggage claim?
None.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, you're pretty sure. How it goes is you really don't know. You can't be totally sure because you weren't paying attention to red baggage. Mm. If I told you before you got to baggage claim, hey, count the red baggage, how many will you see? You would, what?
Exact number. Count. Yeah, exact number.
So opportunity is just like that. It exists around you. But if you're not out there looking for it, you will never find it. Or you won't know to find it.
Yeah.
Right? So on the internet, it's called the red car theory. I just changed it to the red luggage theory because to keep it in theme. Yeah. But that's what things are. Like, you could build your own business. Did I ever think I was going to be doing this? No. I was just following a passion, and I saw a need. And on Friday at our VIP dinner, a gentleman by the name of James Hamill, who works for Las Vegas Athletic Clubs, was there. And he was a sport management major himself at University of Florida. And he basically said, Alicia, what you built was amazing. And he's like, when I looked at your website, I'm like, oh my God, this idea was right in front of me. How didn't I think of this, right? So he was super stoked, super energetic. But it's the truth. It's like life is what you make out of it. And you guys being here, combining your love for sports and sport business and wanting to travel, that's super special. And I'm really happy that I get to meet fine young folks like yourself and do these experiences, because these are the things that last forever, right? Not all of us 50, 58 plus, you know, the staff are going to work in sports forever. Yeah. Guess what? If you decide to become an accountant, my network needs an accountant, right? If you decide to be, I don't know, a mechanic is coming to mind. My car needs work, right? So having people in your community is something I've learned over the years is you need people. So knowing that this is a community much larger than just sport itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, like, we're, like, living blind until you put yourself in situations like this. Like, you don't know that you are. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you see, like, opportunities, like, that Living Sport puts on, or, like, even just putting yourself in, like, those kind of situations, and you're like, oh, wow, I never would have thought of this.
Yeah.
Just sitting right in front of you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, the curiosity factor. You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that I think that's great. I think our group is now getting called over to ride the horses. So, I guess how you feeling? Last words before the horse.
I'm super excited.
Okay.
It's an experience I've never done before, and it'll be a memory I have forever. So very excited.
It will be. Like, we all knew right here, like, if we ever rode a horse, and when was the last time we rode a horse? It's one of those things that you remember.
One of those things. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of same thing. Like, this is, I know this is something I'm going to remember, and, like, I'm just, like, taking it all in.
Ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm just excited to be here and keep connecting with people, having those everlasting relationships, conversations we're always going to remember. It's like they were telling us earlier, taking, like, that leap of faith. That's something that we all did, and it's all going to pay off.
Yeah. Fingers crossed we get to see the sunset on our horses.
Yeah, right.
No, we're in the last group here, so I think we're going to get done.
Right.
So, okay, people talk about golf as a good way to network and conduct business meetings. People are talking pickleball these days. I'm talking about horseback riding.
Where it's at.
So here we go. Thank you so much, guys. It was really fun to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.